Hi, everybody. I'm Dave.
And I'm Caroline.
And we're from The Bookcast.
You can find us at www.thebookcast.org.
And when we're not drinking tea, we're listening to...
Irk FM.
Drinking tea. We're British, you know.
Irk FM International starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is life is life is.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to Irk FM International, episode 335. As I am catching up on some of my emails that I received while I was away in America. So let's kick things off now. I really love it when artists send me emails, and then when they release new tracks, they send me another email. A case in point is Californian singer-songwriter Sam Page. Here is his song, Hold On.
Feeling strange, but I know that I look deranged. Is the world passing by, and am I being left behind? So far away from home, and so far gone. So far away from home, but how far along? Spinning my wheels here, pushing hard but not in gear. And is the world passing me by, or am I just about to fly? So far away from home and so far gone. There's no going home anymore, so come along.
Oh, surrounded by half a dozen guys with eyes fixed firmly on the prize. Unlucky me, I became the chosen one for a few weeks at least in the sun. In my mind, she was wearing a tiara, and I was the king of the Sierra. But then I slipped and took my fall from grace and introduced her to the mountain ace. She and I were heading out to the hot springs. Saw him on the street, said he'd get you things. When look at her, he was immediately smitten. Alarm bells rang when she purred like a kitten. I don't want to think about her. They really didn't work out well in my favor, because they were both players. Came over for the tall, skinny white guy. I should have known when I saw the look in his eye. They never think they're a match make a fairy, even though they got married.
I wish have said, what in this world would keep me safe from harm?
You are listening to IRC FM International on IRC FM and also Stitcher Radio. We just heard from the Lo-Fi's there, Won't Be Home, and the song before that was Far Away. Prior to that, we heard two songs from Postcode making another appearance here on IRC FM International. The last song from Postcode you heard was Envy, and before that, a special song for my friend Danny from Melbourne. I had to include this song when I found it because it contains part of her surname. Dragonwell, also from Postcode, and to open up the episode from California, we heard from Sam Page, and the songs that we heard from Sam to start up the episode, we heard I Don't Want to Think About Her Anymore. I definitely know how that feels. And the opening track was called Hold On. So what is Sam Page up to at the moment? He emailed me while I was away, and he's got a new album out. It is called Breach. You can get it from the usual downloady places. He performed, recorded, and mixed the vocals, guitars, and bass, except for on one particular song. He describes himself as guitar-driven pop rock that doesn't take itself too seriously. And so Sam Page, he's updated his website since the last time that I was there. He began in 2010 performing at open mics, learning to home record, and he made an EP called The Garage Band Files. He then formed a band in 2011 and did 20 gigs in Southern California. He released a second EP in April 2012, Waiting for Another Spring, and his first full album, Breach, has now been digitally released, and that is called Breach. In a past life, Sam says that he scored a PhD in philosophy and for 5 years was a full-time college professor, but then he decided that he needed a break from being rational, so he decided to pursue a music career. Yes, very, very different indeed, you know, being an intellectual type, a mentally stimulating type of one sort of mental stimulation, and then you go to music. So totally different way of flying altogether. Thank you to Sam for sending me some new tracks. And we also heard from Postcode. They were the second band on the show. They're from the Isle of Man, and they are purveyors of the world's finest zebra core. Their latest EP is available now from the usual downloady places. The EP is written at and inspired by the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival 2010 to 2012, and the EP is the first new material to be released by the band since 2010. A departure of sorts from the typical Zebracore sound, but the strongest Postcode collection to date. And so that was Zebracore, and well, that's the genre anyway. That was Postcode. And then we heard from the Lo-Fi's. Check out Postcode and all the other bands on IRCFMInternational.com, episode 335. Find out more, and you can get the music from the usual downloady places in many instances. And from Dublin, Ireland, we have the Lo-Fi's. They describe themselves as electroacoustica. Rather interesting as well. Their new album is also available out on iTunes and all the usual downloady places. Another band who, or another artist I should say, who is coming up right now is Craig Hughes, and our first song from Craig is going to be All the World's Women. You're listening to IRC on IRC FM International, IRCFMInternational.com. You can also hear this show on Stitcher Radio.
Now if all the world's women came knocking at my door, if all the world's women came knocking at my door, I would wrap my arms around you, wouldn't run around no more. Couldn't run around no more.
the sun it stopped shining and night replaced the day. If the sun it stopped shining and night replaced the day, I would be your protector. With me you would be safe. With me you would be safe. If I was a lucky man, and if most of my luck was good, if I was a lucky man, and if most of my luck was good, I would throw my coins in the well, and I would wish for you, I would wish for you. Stopped turning and the hills fell into the sea. If the world had stopped turning and the hills fell into the sea, I would hold back the rivers so you could run to me. So you could run to me. If I had all the money to do whatever I wanted to, if I had all the money to do whatever I wanted to, I would buy me a ticket to take me back to you, to take me back to you, take me back to you.
G'day, I'm Irk from Channel Irk and Insomnia Radio Australia. And what happens if I add a little bit of this?
Oh, I waited too long for my love to come home, as the sea turned to serpents and foam.
And a little bit of this.
Let me breathe, 'cause I'm drowning in your shadow. Let me leave.
And a little bit of this. and a little bit of this. And a little bit of this.
Tell me the truth. Just tell me the truth. There is a monster.
And a little bit of this. Channel Erk presents Erk FM International, quality overseas music down the pipes and into your ears every Wednesday on Erk FM and Channel Erk. Great international music. ChannelErk.com.
I thinking, I don't know, I don't know. What was I dreaming, dreaming, I don't know, I don't know.
Thank you. blue, blue skies turn into a night gray. Time goes slowly. Every day is the longest day. I miss your love. Oh, my heart, it aches. It won't be long now. I'm wishing time away. Counting down the days, counting down the days till I see you again. Counting down the days, I'm counting down the days till I see you again. I see lonely faces when I travel alone. I know how it feels, oh, to be on your own. So roll on the day, roll on the day, till I hold. It's so lonesome, and the days are long. Feels like years now since I've been gone. So put me on a train, put me on a train, put me on a plane, put me on a plane. Back to the rain, homeward bound. Counting down the days, counting down the days till I see you again. Counting down the days.
Quite alright with you, alright with you. Hey California,
from upstate New York, actually in the general area where I was when I went for a train ride to the country, so to speak. That was the Carnival Kids with Love on Demand, and prior to that, Hey California. Prior to the Carnival Kids, we heard from Dre Mario with a song, Pandora's Box, revving things up a little bit. Prior to that, we heard two songs from Ben Keen, Counting Down the Days, and before that, Raise Your Glass Now. And to open up that particular set, we heard from Craig Hughes with a couple of songs, Babe, I'm Going Nowhere, and All the World's Women. So let me tell you a little bit about Craig Hughes. He, like many of the artists on this episode, sent me some information, sent me some tracks, which is always appreciated. If you are a band, indeed, you can do this exactly the same thing. Send me some music and I'll be more than happy to consider it. In the late 80s and the early 90s, alt blues, roots musician and songwriter Craig Hughes paid his dues playing in alternative rock bands while at the same time developing his acoustic blues chops as a street musician. Lots of miserable, cold, wet busking from Glasgow through central Scotland to the Edinburgh Festival and back. He's received a lot of support from local radio in Scotland and online, which is rather cool, and of course I'm one of those people helping to get the music out there. While he was kicking his heels in between bands in 2005, the success of a couple of solo acoustic gigs led to a support slot with Tony McPhee of the Groundhogs and an opportunity to record a demo EP in Dublin. The demo was well received and led to gigs in the USA. Well, it must have been good, as well as at venues and Americana promotions across Scotland. Over the last few years, Craig has shared the stage with many of the leading names in alternative blues and roots music from the UK and around the world, while proving him equally at home appearing on underground rock bills. And so his debut album, love the title of this, Pissed Off, Bitter and Willing to Share. That was actually listed by Canada's Blues Underground Network as the British Blues Album of the Year 2009 and was placed at number 6 in the overall top 25 albums of the year. So that was Craig Hughes, rather extensive bio and a website. If you go to erkfminternational.com, episode 335, you'll be able to find out a lot more about Craig. Then in the same general area of the world, well, we've been up to the Isle of Man and Scotland, and I think we're about to go over to Ireland, are we not? Maverick Magazine said about Ben Reel, Ireland has a habit of producing good singer-songwriters, and this guy is another fine example. Reel proves his worth with his wonderful lyrics and expressive voice, a flat-out musical superhero. That's high praise indeed. He will release his 6th studio album on the 22nd of April 2013, so not far away as I'm recording this, entitled Darkness and the Light, featuring 11 brand new songs. And it's the first record that he has recorded and produced in his own home studio. There's also a special limited edition of the album available only on his website, benreel.com, which includes 5 bonus tracks. Since his debut back in 1999, Partying Like It's 1999, that was a song, wasn't it? Each album has gone from strength to strength, touching on different styles of music from rock, soul, blues, alternative folk, Americana, with the occasional injection of reggae. This was highlighted on his 2012-18 song Best of Album, Ben Reel, 1999 to 2009, Compilation 10, and I've actually pronounced that word correctly for a change, released only as a limited edition for loyal fans to buy at gigs, and also on iTunes worldwide. So that is Ben Reel, and then after Ben Reel, we heard one track from Dream Aria with the song Pandora's Box. DreamAria.com, you can find them. They are a class all of its own with fresh, vibrant, and haunting music. The creative elements include rock, techno, progressive, classical, new age, goth, and world music. And of course, you might have to listen to a few more tracks to find out more about that, because sometimes you don't necessarily get that in the one track that I necessarily play. Drew Maria is Donald. He's the composer, lyrics, keyboards, arranger. Gary, he's a producer, drums and engineer, and vocals, vocal melodies, lyrics and artwork. John on bass and backup vocals. Their mission will continue to be creating music without rules and boundaries that will take you on a faraway journey. And so that was Dream Aria, and they have a few samples on their website as well, so you can listen to, apart from buying their songs at the usual downloady places. And to finish up, we heard from the Carnival Kids, played them a few episodes ago, so I thought that I would play them again, because I received some more tracks from Adam, who is the creator and the producer of the Carnival Kids, that was formed in August 2012. He had spent many years on the road as a sideman in several acoustic and alternative rock bands, so he decided to form the Carnival Kids with the goal of making music that could boldly defy any single genre while maintaining a feeling of familiarity. He's already earned accolades from legendary producers and industry figures, such as Robin Miller producing Sadie, Elvis Costello, Eric Clapton, Chris Kimsey, Rolling Stones, and Brian Message from Radiohead, while garnering airplay on over 400 stations worldwide. And Adam says here, I love this quote, "I wrote a bunch of songs and thought that people wouldn't be too offended if I recorded them. So I did. And wouldn't you know it, somebody got offended." Somebody's always offended. Yeah, like that quote indeed. Like it, like it, like it. Now we have a track coming up courtesy of our friends from Ambicon Records. We'll be back very shortly. This is Erk on Erk FM, erkfminternational.com.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
You're out of time, you'll never know, and all of mine. gone and summer. Summer's here again, and I hear they're playing a song on the radio. We always thought we had the whole world in our hands, but we never understood that we were running. We were running out of time.
Now let the rain pour down. There'd be no summer without you and I.
Oh, yeah, I'm sort of not intentionally going up, down, up, down, up, down with the tracks. That was the Hyperactives with a rather funky song, The Promised Land. Prior to that, we heard from Bus Stop Dreams with their song No Summer Without You. And to open up that particular section, we heard from Generation Zero with their song called My Advice. Now, as I said earlier, I really love it when people submit tracks to me and I play them and I let them know that I've played them. And then when they release something new, they remember me and they say, "Hey, Erk, here's some more tracks for you," which is absolutely awesome. And I also love it when band members tell me about other projects that they're somehow involved in. And Pa from Bus Stop Dreams was no exception. He emailed me while I was away in America, and he was telling me about the Hyperactives, who we just heard, that he's working with. They're a rock trio from Stockholm in Sweden. The best way that Pa can describe their music is passionate rock on adrenaline, a lot of it. They released their debut album recently, and in January, they released their first free single, The Promised Land. And of course, that is the song that we heard, which is rather, rather cool. A lot different in style from Bus Stop Dreams, which Pa is a member of, that we heard from before. But you know what? That's quite okay. That is quite okay indeed. And Bus Stop Dreams are rock pop about love and life, bitter and sweet. It's not about the destination that counts. It's waiting for the bus that will take you there, which is quite cool. Of course, I have absolutely no objection in playing tracks that I've heard before or bands that I've played before. And there's a lot of great music coming out of Stockholm, like where Bus Stop Dreams are from, which is rather, rather awesome. Their debut single, The Kiss, was released in 2011, and the second single was also released in 2011, and then we had the third single, Come Together, and the debut album, Don't Forget to Breathe, is out now, available from the usual downloady places. Who else did we hear from? We also heard, to open up that set, courtesy of Pete from Ambicon Records, Generation Zero. Let me tell you a little bit about Generation Zero. They are from Gateshead. Pete from Ambicon Records, the guy who actually sent me the track, describes them as an exciting young band who fuse modern rock with a big dose of pop sensibility. They also play, according to their bio, they play a variety of different songs, a few covers, and are working on some originals. Influences include bands such as Green Day, Iron Maiden, Foo Fighters, Blink-182, Led Zeppelin, The Beatles, doesn't everybody in British music say The Beatles, and Guns N' Roses. We have one band to come. We are about to hear from The Softbreaking with their song called Over a Body. The Softbreaking, rather nice looking opening page to their website, as a matter of fact. Let's play the song and I will tell you more about them. Actually, I'll tell you more about them right now. They are currently seeking musicians and are located in South Florida. They don't care about what you look like, what your age is, what your sex is, the sex of the adult that you have consensual sex with, your nationalities, your ethnicity, or what your race is. They say that don't bother to apply for the positions if you're prejudiced based on any of the above and feel that you would not musically grow and evolve with this type of music into the future, among others. So if you go to the links, erkfminternational.com, episode 335, you'll hear more about them. So from South Florida, we're going to have some instrumental, experimental, emotional rock. So some emo rock to finish, maybe. Here are The Softbreaking. Wow, that takes all types to make a musical world. So that was rather interesting way to finish up. A little bit different to the way that I normally finish a show, but then again, there's no rhyme or reason sometimes when it comes down to it. Anywho, on this episode, we've had music supplied by Ambicon Records, but mostly by the artist directly, which is absolutely awesome. On this episode, we have heard from Sam Page, Postcode, The Lo-Fiers, Craig Hughes, Ben Real, Dream Aria, The Carnival Kids, Generation Zero, Bus Stop Dreams, The Hyperactives, and Soft Breaking. I'll be back next week with more great tunes as I wade through my email inbox with some great tunes that I've had in my email inbox while I was in America. And yes, I'm already making plans for next year's visit already, because the tickets for 70,000 Tons of Metal are on sale, selling fast, and I have my ticket already. This particular podcast is a part of Channel Oak Podcast that you can find at channeloak.com. I'm also a member of the Association of Music Podcasting that you can find at musicpodcasting.org. 40 like-minded people just like me, bringing you great independent and unsigned music from around the world. And I'm also proud to announce that I'm a member of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters, which is cool as well. Haven't really explored that yet, but I am a member of that, and yes, I'm quite proud of it. Anywho, I'm Eric. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next week. As always, this episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license, registered in Australia. If this music episode wasn't enough for you, also check out the companion podcast, Irk FM Australia, each and every Friday on Irk FM and Stitcher Radio. Check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Until next week, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening, and good night, Interweb.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.